Yes, it is time for sports with NPR's Mike Pesca. But you know, this week I wanted to hear another song. Let's hit it. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you recognize this song?
Well, a couple things. Yeah, Sister Sledge, right?
Sister Sledge, the Pittsburgh Pirates song of 1979. We'll get to that in a minute.
And I can't believe you did the record scratch to show.
There it is. There it is. Ouch. We did a report on these at one point, I think.
Yes, the canon of record scratch reportage starts with one of my pieces, yeah.
Oh, you love them. I can hear it. Well, We Are Family was the song of the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates, the last time my Pirates won the World Series. They haven't had a winning record in almost two decades, but the Pirates and the Washington Nationals in Washington, D.C., both having great seasons so far. Can these two teams finally make a playoff run?
Yeah, I think they can. And let's just say these aren't just teams that are usually bad. You can make the case that either are the worst teams in North American franchise history because the Pirates have had more consecutive losing seasons than any other team in team sports in North America.
Thanks.
And the Nationals have never had a winning season, you know, since they came over from Montreal. So can they do it? Yeah, I think they can. I think Pittsburgh has good pitching, very good relief pitching, which is really important and underrated. Their big problem is they have one hitter, Andrew McCutchen, who's fantastic. Last year's NL MVP, Ryan Braun, refers to McCutchen as the front runner for this year's MVP. But after him, they have problems. And though they hit home runs, they don't get on base a lot. They have really bad plate discipline, meaning, you know, not a lot of walks. Things like that will, I think, hurt them as we go forward. Nationals are a little bit of a different boat in that they have some players who are dealing with injuries, like Ryan Zimmerman is usually injured, and Jason Worth, maybe he'll be getting off the DL in time for the playoffs. But, you know, they have this design on their stud pitcher, Steven Strasburg, not to pitch him over a certain number of innings. The thought being, young pitcher, don't tax him too much, ruin his arm for the future. And that's true, and I would be conservative, in a general sense. But if you're going to make the playoffs, I mean, the reason you want to keep young arms healthy is so that they'll help your team get into the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of Nationals fans probably thinking the future is now. Pitch the
guy. Yeah, do it right. So don't kill the guy. Don't, you know, have him have two starts with 130 pitches in a row. But I think you maybe have to pitch him over 200, 210 innings, including the playoffs. Hey, they'd like to have the opportunity to go deep and pitch them a lot, I think.
Well, I think fans in both the cities, Pittsburgh and Washington, are probably praying that we didn't just jinx them by talking about their playoff chances.
Well, don't you think their like entire history up to this point would jinx them a little more?
Yes, touche. Well, you always throw us a curveball each week. What is it this week?
This week, this is pretty random. I was watching a little bit of Freddy Garcia. He's a 35-year-old pitcher pressed into service with the Yankees because they've been dealing with some injuries. And Garcia's a fine pitcher. In fact, it seemed that his career was over, but he's got healthy again. And he has this one pitch. It was on a blog called The Yankee Analysts, and they noticed this pitch. And I'll describe it to you. It leaves his hand. It's about eye level. By the time the batter tries to swing it, it's maybe shoulder level, and by the time the batter finishes his swing, it's in the dirt.
Wow.
And the pitch moves unusually, so unusually that physicists have actually studied this pitch. A baseball expert named Mike Fast called in an expert from Australia who's a physicist, knows a lot about cricket. He realized this pitch acts a lot like a specific cricket pitch. He collaborated on a paper with a physicist from the University of Illinois. The answer has a lot to do with the Magnus effect. I won't bore you with it, partially because I don't really understand it, but I just think it's really cool that as batters are flailing at this pitch, it's also being cited in scientific journals.
Incredible. Who knew that baseball had such scientific possibilities? NPR's Mike Pesca, let's end this way.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did that again.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fine.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.